请我们打开帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 1.
我们读第二节和第三节。
We'll read verses 2 and
3. 第二节，我们为你们众人常常感谢神，祷告的时候提到你们，在神我们的父面前不住地纪念你们，因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
Reading, we give thanks to God always for all of you, making mention of you in our prayers, constantly bearing in mind your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the presence of our God and Father.
然后第三章，接着我来家前书第三章。
Then let's turn to chapter 3 of 1 Thessalonians.
第一节，第二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自等在雅典，打发我们的弟兄在基督福音上作神执事的提摩太前去，坚固你们，并在你们所信的道上劝慰你们。
Verses 1 and 2 reading, Therefore, when we could endure it no longer, we thought it best to be left behind at Athens alone, and we sent Timothy,our brother and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you as to your faith.
第五节
Verse 5
第三章第五节
1 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 5
为此我既不能再忍就打发人去要晓得你们的信心如何恐怕那诱惑人的到底诱惑了你们
Verse 5, reading, For this reason, when I could endure it no longer, I also sent to find out about your faith, for fear that the tempter might have tempted you, and our labor should be in vain.
Okay, 最后我们再翻开哥罗西书，就是前面那一卷的圣经。
And then to the book of Colossians, which is the book that precedes 1 Thessalonians.
第一章
Chapter 1.
第二十四节
Verse 24
现在我为你们受苦祷告欢乐并且为基督的身体就是为教会要在我们肉身上补满基督患难的缺陷
Verse 24 reading Now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake and in my flesh I do my share on behalf of his body which is the church in filling up thatwhich is lacking in Christ's afflictions.
28节
And then to verse 28.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝戒各人教导各人要把各人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。我也为此劳苦照着他在我里面运用的大能尽心竭力。
Reading verses 28 and 29.And we proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, that we may present every man complete in Christ. For this purpose also I labor, striving all according to his power, which mightily works within me.
好，圣经我们就读这么多，今朝早，请我们再一次低头祈祷。
So that's the end of our passage reading today, scriptural reading for today. So let's all come together, bow our heads in a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们再一次的到你的面前来。
Dear Lord, once again we come before your presence.
主啊，愿你用你自己的话来到照明我们。
May you use your words to enlighten us.
又求主藉着圣灵开启我们的心。
And may the Holy Spirit open the door of our hearts.
让我们不单止明白主你的话，并且我们里面真知道主你自己。
So that not only do we have an understanding of the words, but that we have a true knowledge of our Lord Himself.
主啊，我哋都嚟到你嘅面前，我哋愿意将我哋呢个人都放低。主啊，我哋愿意你光照我哋。
Lord, we come before your presence, and we desire that the old self in us be set down, set aside, and that your light will come to us.
让我哋真系享用喺基督耶稣里边嘅自由。
And that we truly would be able to enjoy the freedom that we have in Christ.
为着见证，为着你自己嘅命，让我哋齐心努力。
That we would be diligent to establish your testimony, to establish yourself.
再次嘅，我愿意将呢段时间仰望喺你嘅面前嚟，求主你管理，求主你祝福。
So we look to you and commit the rest of this time, and may you govern, be sovereign over it all, and that you would bring the blessing.
圣灵喺我哋里边继续嘅讲说话。
And that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak.
奉主耶稣嘅名祈祷。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
帖撒罗尼迦前书后书，好多弟兄姊妹都读过噶啦。
Many brothers and sisters have already studied 1st and 2nd Thessalonians in the past.
早一轮亦都同弟兄姊妹交通过呢一节嘅圣经。
And not too long ago, earlier, I had the opportunity to share with brothers and sisters this particular passage from the Bible.
就是讲第三节嗰度讲到因信心所作成嘅功夫。
Specifically, focus on verse 3.Which is work of faith and labor of love.
今朝早继续愿意同弟兄姊妹交通下边嗰一句因爱心所受的劳苦。
But I wanted to focus today on the labor of love.
好，爱心所受嘅劳苦系我今朝早要同弟兄姊妹交通嘅一个呢个题目。
So the theme of this morning's sharing will be the labor of love.
但喺呢个所谓嘅劳苦，就系爱心嘅里头系有一个目的嘅。
But there is a goal to this labor of love.
或者话藉着爱心嘅劳苦，俾我哋睇见我哋嘅生命系长成起上嚟。
It is through this labor of love.That we are able to recognize the spiritual growth.
我哋知道咧，帖撒罗尼迦嘅教会咧，从认识神开始，到佢哋成长起上嚟，嗰段时间系好短嘅。
From our understanding of the church at Thessalonica, it was a very short period of time that brought them from first coming to know of the truth to growing in the Lord.
咁但系佢哋属灵嘅光景咧。却唔系因为佢哋时间嘅短，觉得好幼稚。
But their spiritual condition was not dependent on the chronological time.
但系佢哋对真理嘅认识同埋对真理嘅操练咧，佢系好迅速嘅。
But the fact was that the practice of their faith, the growth of their faith was very happened very quickly.
主要嘅原因唔系话佢哋嘅环境上边有咩特别，或者话其他嘅上边对佢哋有咩优势。
The influences did not depend on their particular environment. It wasn't because there were specific things that were going on there that was unique to them.
而系咧喺佢哋嘅里边，我哋睇见佢哋。真是一个要追求主的人。
But what we recognize is that in the individuals that were there, they had a heart, a desire to strive to come to know the Lord.
所以呢，保罗呢，对他们呢，有一个特别的情意。
And that's why Paul had a special affection towards them.
所以每一次保罗祷告的时候呢，圣经说他都纪念他们。
And that's why when Paul, every time it's recorded in the Bible, it records that Paul remembers them in his prayer.
但我们知道呢，保罗纪念他们，在祷告的里面来纪念他们，或者说在祷告里面为他们祷告，并不是呢， 要求神俾更多嘅祝福俾佢哋。
But we can also see that the content of Paul's prayer for them, when Paul prayed for them, it was not to just add on more knowledge.
唔係為佢哋求更多嘅福氣。
It's not just so that they would be greater, more blessed.
而係呢，因著佢哋嘅成長而感謝神。
But that Paul gave thanks for their maturity.
所以保羅喺度係紀念為佢哋禱告，係因著佢哋嘅信心所造成嘅功夫，因愛心所受嘅勞苦，同埋因盼望我哋主耶穌基督所傳嘅忍耐。
And so here it specifically says that Paul constantly was remembering them in regards to their work of faith and their labor of love, and to that the steadfastness of the hope in Christ Jesus would be present.
今朝要特別要同弟兄姊妹交通呢個愛心所受嘅勞苦。
So today we'll just focus on that topic of the labor of love.
咁當我哋提到呢一節嘅時候咧，呢度有愛心同埋有勞苦呢兩件事情。
So there's specifically two aspects. One element of this is the love, but there's another element of labor.
咁弟兄姊妹，當我哋提到呢個愛嘅時候，你提到愛，你諗到啲乜嘢咧？
所以話
問題愛係乜嘢咧？
So what comes to mind when we talk about the topic of love? The question would be, what is love?
乜嘢係愛呢?
What is love?
全世界都講愛。
Everyone talks about love.
無論喺幾時幾刻都係講到愛。
It doesn't matter about the time and space. Everyone focuses on love.
當我哋提到愛嘅時候，你想緊乜嘢?
When we flash this word love out there, what comes to your mind quickly?
在世界上面愛有很多種。
There are many different types of love in this world.
有當然是男女雙方的愛情。
There's a love between a man and a woman.
父母子女之間的愛。
There's a parental and the love from the children.
兄弟姊妹間的手足之情。
And there is just interaction between people.
手足是siblings.
Siblings, love among siblings.
或者對國家民族嗰個大義嗰個愛。
Maybe a nationalistic type of a love you have for country.
世界上嘅愛情喺度，人一直喺度歌頌，一直嘅詩歌嚟到讚美。
And love is oftentimes sung about and lifted up in our everyday life.
Yeah.咁呢個愛情係咪就代表住一團和氣啊
？So this love, does that mean that there is just a harmony amongst everyone？
或者我哋唔打交嘅，咁唔鬧交嘅，咁就有愛咧
？That as long as there's no bickering, there's no fighting, then that means that there's love there。
我曾經問過一個年輕人。
I had once asked a younger individual. I asked him, what is love? Do you know what love is? Love is bringing a sense of happiness to someone else. Is to bring a smile to someone's face. Love can cause an individual to travel several miles and not feel the fatigue.
是不是這樣啊，弟兄姊妹?
Is that what love is?
都是的，有時啊。
It's true, that's applicable at times.
尤其是呢，在這裡戀愛緊那些的年輕人。
Especially those young, of the younger generation who just loves without...
Just in love.
Without restraint, who is just in love.
所以呢做乜嘢都唔计较。
It doesn't matter what the price is to pay for that love.
乜嘢都可以包容。
Everything is acceptable.
即使对方有缺点。
Even if there are shortcomings in the object of his love.
睇见或者睇唔见嘅都好，都可以包容嘅。
Whether perceived or not, any shortcoming is glossed over.
啊，嗰阵时咧，好似系盲咗咁样样。
It is as if you're blinded.
但系几时醒咧？
Now, when do you become awoken?
就系结咗婚之后啊，醒翻。
You're awakened after marriage. That's when you wake up.
我就发觉到点解啊？嗰阵时有好多嘅嘢好似冇乜所谓嘅，而家系好紧张噶。
Why is it that after marriage, it seems that things were, you know, acceptable in the past, but now seemingly are big problems?
以前唔计较嘅，而家咧就变成咗问题嘅结核。
Things that you didn't even bother with in the past, but now become points of problem.
Yeah. 弟兄姊妹，其实我哋想翻起上嚟嘅时候，并唔系咧，真系唔系话对方有啲嘢特别嘅要向对方嚟隐瞒。
Now, if we think back on it, it's not that one party was trying to hide the secrets from another, the second party.
只不过咧，系因为当时系唔想对方咧对自己唔高兴，或者话当时唔想要别人对我有意见。
It's just that at that moment in time, you just don't want the other person to be unhappy with you, or that you just don't want the other person to see the problems and reject you.
咁呢一种嘅爱呢，其实讲清楚系自私嘅爱情。
But if you're very blunt, you see that this type of love is a very selfish love.
咁我有以前有一个同事咧，佢结咗婚两年。
I have once a coworker who was married for 2 years.
后来咧就两年之后就离婚。
But was divorced after 2 years.
咁我哋问佢嘅理由系乜嘢咧
？And so we asked him, why did you divorce?
又唔系有第三者。
It's not that there was a third party involved.
佢哋俾我嘅理由就话，我哋两个嘅性情不合。
But his answer was that we were not compatible.
Yeah. 咁我话你系自由恋爱嘅喎，咁行咁耐，你冇理由到而家先话性情唔合。
I said, well, is that how can that be? You had freedom of choice, and you made the choice. And you had a long period of time of engagement, of dating, so why then have you now come to realize that you were incompatible? He says that, oh, little do you know, in the past, she said okay to everything.
Oh, yeah, okay. 现在呢,就诸多要求。
But now,is request after request.
仲要管我啊。
Or demand after demand. In fact, she wants to control me.
所以佢话我顶唔顺啊。
So I said, I can't stand it.
呢啲嘅爱，弟兄姊妹，你话佢有冇爱呢？佢以前系有爱嘅，而家点解好似冇爱呢
？So if you look at it, say, is it that they never experienced love? No, there was love there. It's just that there's no love there now.
如果冇爱嘅原因就系因为佢呢个人得唔到佢想要嘅。
And there's no love now because that particular individual does not receive what he wants to receive。
系啦，阿 Ezra 我太太咧有个侄女，佢好聪明伶俐。
My wife Esther has a niece. She's very sharp.
好叻女，细个嗰时咧最中意食豉油捞饭。
She's very sharp, and when she was younger, she loved to eat rice that's just soaked with soy sauce.
咁偶然食一两次唔紧要啊，但系佢餐餐都中意咁样食。
So you say, well, once in a long while, it's probably okay to eat it, but she wanted it for every meal.
而且食咗好多。
In fact, she ate a lot of it every meal.
所以父母咧为咗佢健康嘅缘故，佢都禁止佢食啦。
So for the sake of her health, her parents put an end to it.
啊，佢有一次佢同佢阿嫲讲过，佢话如果你爱我，
你俾我食豉油捞饭啦。
And so she then turned to the grandmother one day and says, "Grandma, if you really love me, you will let me have soy sauce with my rice."
所以弟兄姊妹喺世界上边嚟讲，几时先至有爱咧
？So in this world, when is there love?
就系当人收到佢嘅好处。
Is when someone has received a goodness or something good for themselves.
或者话当嗰个人佢个欲念系被满足嘅时候，佢就觉得有爱。
Is at the time when an individual feels satisfied in their emotions that they feel, oh, that's love.
我哋中国人有句说话叫爱嘅反面就系恨。
So there is a colloquialism that says.The opposite of love would be hate.
那么几时先至从呢个爱变成恨呢
？But when does it transition from love to hate?
就系当佢收唔到佢想要嘅东西嘅时候。
It's when an individual no longer is receiving what he wants.
当佢得唔着佢满足到佢嘅时候，嗰度就冇爱。
It's when he cannot gain satisfaction.That he feels that there is now no longer love that's there.
我哋知道早两个月香港发生一件非常之大逆不道嘅事情吓。
A couple of months ago, there was a big happening, big news in Hong Kong.
就系咧，有个仔咧，就将佢个父母咧啊系咁样嘅。呢个仔咧，因为炒窿股票又欠咗债。
And so, it so happens that this son, this individual, lost, his fortune, with the lotto. And so,
stocks.
And, that, he, was in great debt.
咁呢就佢逼佢个父母呢就卖咗间楼来到还债。
So he forced his parents to sell the property that he owned in order to gain the funds to repay his debt.
咁當然父母唔肯啦。
Of course, the parents refused.
咁咧就呃佢個爸爸媽媽咧就去咗朋友個屋企。
And so he then tricked them by somehow getting the parents to go to a friend's house.
喺嗰度咧殺咗佢父母。
And there he killed them.
唔單止殺咗佢，將佢分屍。
Not only that, he dismembered them.
將佢個頭咧割咗落嚟放喺雪櫃喎。
The head were beheaded and then put into the refrigerator.
啊，仲企圖咧將佢嘅屍體咧，又話埋屍做底啊嚇，將佢藏落喺個灶嘅底下。
And the body was dismembered and then buried underneath the stove.
哇！呢個係大逆不道嘅新聞。
So this was big news.
直情係。不能够容忍嘅事情。
It was a despicable act.
点解啊？弟兄姊妹。
But why? Why did it happen?
仔女父母之间应该有爱嘅系嘛
？There should be love that exists between parent and children.
几时呢个爱变咗咁残忍呢？几时呢个爱变咗恨呢
？When did that love then change to such tragic ends? Which is when did it change into hate?
当呢个人得唔到佢想要嘅嘢嘅时候
，It was when this individual was not able to get what he wanted to get。
或者咧，呢个父母应承佢卖咗间楼，叫佢还债，可能父母又唔使死。
If the parents had agreed to sell their property so that he can have the funds to repay his debt, they probably would not have had to die。
但无论如何，当人得唔到满足嘅时候
，But the point is that whenever an individual is unsatisfied.
本来有嘅所谓爱就成为咗恨。
What was perceived as love that existed changes to becoming hate.
虽然呢个世界咧仲喺度一路讲爱讲爱。
So yes, love is still a topic that's discussed in this world.
并且咧，我发现有个人佢讲一句呢个咁样嘅说话，呢个作家系咁样讲啦。呢个爱情唔系期待你所要嘅，而系将你嘅全部都要付出。
But here is a quote from Katharine Hepburn. Love has nothing to do with what you are expecting to get, only with what you are expecting to give, which is everything.
好似真係好有道理咁樣。
Seems that is logical.
但係知道嘅人有幾多能夠做得到呢？
But even though you might know this, how many can actually accomplish it?
嗱，我講咁多就已經好夠。
So that's really enough.
但係我跟住下邊有一個問題就話。
But my follow-up question is,
咁真正嘅愛係乜嘢？
What is true love?
我哋喺主耶穌基督嘅裏邊，我哋知道神就係愛。
For us who are in Christ, we know that God is love.
神嘅愛係一個舍己嘅愛。
God's love is a selfless love.
佢愛唔係因為佢喺你我嘅身上面得到神所要嘅。
He loves not because he's able to gain something from each one of us.
而係呢，佢係將佢自己最寶貝嘅都為你嚟到捨去。
In fact, he gave up what was most precious to him for our sake.
佢將佢嘅兒子，佢所寶貝嘅兒子嚟到放棄咗，俾我哋，呢個就係愛。
He let go of his beloved son, and that shows us what love is.
所以喺羅馬書嗰度五章嗰度講到話，為義人死係少有嘅，為人人死或者一個感作嘅。唯有基督在我們還作罪人嘅時候為我哋死，神嘅愛就在此向我哋顯明了。
So in fact, in Romans chapter 5, verses 7 and 8, it reads for us, For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for a good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrates His own love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
聽姊妹你睇見，唔係因為佢得到好處，得到佢所滿足到佢而愛，呢個係神嘅愛。剛剛是相反，是嚟捨棄嘅愛，為我哋嚟到捨去佢嘅兒子。
We see here specifically is not because he was able to gain something from us, is not because he was satisfied. God's love was shown to us by giving up what he desired the most, what was most precious.
所以呢個就係真嘅愛。
And that then is true love.
弟兄姊妹，今日这个真爱在你我的身上。
And today that true love exists in our hearts.
同时一面看见在神的真爱在我们的身上，同时神今天也都要求他的那个真爱是彰显出在我们的身上。
So on the one hand, one perspective, that love actually exists in our hearts today. But the flip side of it, on the second hand,is that God desires for that love to be manifested and displayed in through our lives today.
我们知道哥林多前书呢，十三章呢，是爱的诗篇。
And we see 1 Corinthians, or label it as 1 Corinthians chapter 13, as a chapter of love.
我们都读过的了。
And we've all read through that chapter before.
甚至乎我哋都交通过。
And we've shared and fellowshipped on it.
爱系恒久忍耐，又有恩慈。爱系不嫉妒，爱系不自夸，不张狂，不作害羞嘅事，不求自己嘅益处，不轻易发怒，不计较人嘅恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。
So love is patient, love is kind, and is not jealous. Love does not brag and is not arrogant, does not act unbecomingly, it does not seek its own, is not provoked, does not take into account a wrong suffered, does not rejoice in the unrighteousness, but rejoices with the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things.
我今天不是主要是交通这个，不过我愿意将用这一章的圣经引落去我要交通的内容。
Our focus today is not on this specific passage or delve into it, but is to use it as a basis for the rest of the sharing.
但是我必须要提出一点，就是说，当我们读这个爱的诗篇的时候，你有没有觉得 呢個愛，呢個嘅容忍，呢個恩慈，唔嫉妒，唔自夸，呢一啲嘅咁多嘅呢個性情，你知唔知道究竟係同邊個講嘅咧
？But I wanted to bring brothers and sisters' attention to this. As we read through, and we see that love is patient, is kind, is not jealous nor brag. To whom is this speaking?
或者你嗰個鄰居咧，或者你同房嗰個咧，我忍咗佢好耐噶啦。
Maybe you said, you know, I've tried to be as tolerant as possible with my neighbor, or I've tried to be as tolerant as possible with my roommate.
咁多年嚟，死性不改啊
！But they can all these years and they've never changed.
仲係咁自高自大，沙塵白霍。
And he's still a braggart. He still boasts. He's prideful.
Yeah, 成日發脾氣，吹毛求疵。
And he's often temperamental, and he often makes.Unreasonable request.
所以呢佢应该有要忍耐要有恩慈。佢应该唔嫉妒。佢唔应该张狂。
So, he really needs to learn this lesson. He needs to have patience. He needs to be kind. He needs to learn how not to brag and not to be arrogant.
係咪咁样啊 ?Thank you.
Is that the right way to interpret this?
唔係啊。
No.
你一段的圣经要求是我们向我们的要求。
This passage, this biblical scripture is provided to us and established as the bar for us to meet.
如果我们将每一节呢就加一个字呢那这个意思就很清楚了。加个什么字呢加个我字。每一節的前面加個我字。
Now, if we just put one extra word in here, it would be a lot more clear if we say I or me, putting either one of those words into each of these phrases, then it will make more sense.
我們試一下好不好將個我字加下去。愛是我恆久忍耐。又是有恩慈，爱是我不嫉妒，爱是我不将自夸，我不张狂，我不作害羞的事，我不求自己的益处，我不轻易发怒，我不计算人的恶，我不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理，我凡事包容，我凡事相信，我凡事盼望，我凡事忍耐。
So, can we try that and see how that reads? If you input either I or me or some form of that into the structure. So, love is me being patient. Love is me being kind. Love is me not being jealous. Love is that I do not brag. Love is that I am not arrogant. Love is that I am not acting unbecomingly. Love is that I do not take my own or seek my own. I'm not provoked, that I do not take account of the wrong, that I do not rejoice in unrighteousness, but rejoice with the truth, that I bear all things, I believe all things, I hope all things, I endure all things.
弟兄姊妹，我讲咁多嘅嘢，只系为咗交通一个嘅原因。
But all of this actually can be summed up in the following.
就系爱，真嘅爱。不是要求别人，而是要求我自己。
True love is not requiring something of someone else. True love is requiring something of ourselves.
真的爱在哪里能够来可以得到呢？从主耶稣那里身上得。
So where is the source of that true love? Is only from our Lord Jesus Christ.
因为他实在是这样的付出是这样的为了我们。
Because he did give up himself in this way. He did sacrifice himself for us.
刚才我们唱过的有诗歌607首。
In the hymn that we sang, hymn 607,
就是这样跟我们讲话爱就是神成为了人的样子。
It told us in the lyrics, that love was when God became a man.
爱就系佢舍弃一切嘅尊荣，受时空嘅限制。
That he became locked in time and space, without rank or place.
佢与愚人为友，生活喺木匠家。
That he became just a carpenter along with some fishermen.
跟住呢个睇见嘛，我哋嘅主就系嗰个真爱。
Do you see, brothers and sisters, that is our Lord who is true love.
所以嗰个爱系要求我哋自己。
So love makes a requirement of yourself.
唔系攞嚟要求别人。
It is not a tool to be used to extract something of someone else.
好多人咧将基督嘅爱同埋世界嘅爱咧，或者系世界嘅享受咧，混埋一齐嚟讲。
But some people put together the Lord's love and worldly enjoyment.
啊，佢系请我哋嚟聚会啊！我去咗一次我就唔去噶啦。
Oh, they asked me to go to their meeting. I went once, but I'm not going back.
嗰度张凳又唔舒服。
Because the chairs are not comfortable.
哎，食嗰啲嘢又成日都系食嗰啲都唔知系咩嘢。
And their lunch is pretty much the same all the time.
仲有啲人咧，好对我好，即系冇乜礼貌嘅，又好对我冷淡到死。
And people are cold. They don't have much respect for me.
我坐喺度啊，冇人理我噶。
I'm sitting there, and nobody comes and talks to me.
啊，觉得诶咁唔舒服噶，我嚟享受啊嘛，但系。
It's so uncomfortable. I should be able to enjoy myself when I'm there, right? There's nothing to enjoy.
冷落福音朋友这个责任呢，教会应该 要负的。
Now, definitely, it is our responsibility as an assembly of God to take care of those who are new.
Yeah. 但是那些在这里这样吵的人是不明白什么是真爱。
But at the same time, for those who make those type of complaints, they actually are off the mark.
真爱是付出，不是只是接收。
True love is giving. True love is not receiving.
还有一点。
One other point.
真爱是要付出。
True love is what you have to give up.
爱是要付出。不是只是接受。
Now, love is giving and not expecting in return.
所以当我们有摆出来的时候，这个就是接上来的前书那里讲的有的劳苦的功效。
And so that process of giving something over, giving of yourself, that is the process that is depicted by the phrase,labor of love.
所以在约翰一书三章十八节那里，约翰就劝神的儿女说，小子们啊，你们相爱不要只是言语和舌头上面，总要在行为和诚实的上面。
So that's why in 1 John chapter 3 verse 18 it says, Little children, let us not love with word or with tongue, but in deed and in truth.
接下来家的弟兄姊妹在接受主、爱主的事情上面落了功夫。
Now, for their brethren, the saints at Thessalonica, they put forth an effort in experiencing the love of Christ.
在彼此的相爱的事情、学习上面也都跟上来。
And that they were able to keep up with the Lord's standards in loving one another.
对其他在周围各地方的肢体呢，他们是劳心劳力的。
And they were diligent, and they put forth themselves in loving other saints that are in other places.
为主的见证，他们劳心，并且劳力传扬主的道。
And they were steadfast, and they were diligent in establishing the testimony of Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们上一次交通就说，甚至他们呢在马其顿阿哥亚的地方 的信主的人中间做了榜样，原因就是他们真的有所付出。
That's why we're able to say that they were a testimony to those who were in Macedonia and also Acacia.
因此，弟兄姊妹，这个是我们今天需要学习的。
And this then is the example that we need to learn today.
啊，我们的学习应该是从关心弟兄姊妹开始。
We need to learn it from the very beginning of just being concerned with fellow saints.
然后因为关心，因为这个爱，然后关心，然后替他们操心。
From the basis of love that we become concerned with the brothers and sisters.
譬如有一个初信的人来到我们的中间。
Now let's say, for example, there is someone who is new in our midst, who
comes,他因着福音的缘故，他们信了主。
And that individual accepts the Lord's salvation.
你因为有基督的爱在里面。
Now, you possessing the love of Christ in you,
因而我们总是会关心他的各种情况。
You should have a concern for that individual in the various aspects of that individual's lives.
想想他现在回到家， 不知道他因为信了耶稣，他父母会不会反对呢？
You might wonder, I wonder what that individual's parents would think that now that he has already made the decision to accept Jesus as Savior.
他的同事啊，其他的人会不会呢？对他的态度有改变啊？
Would his co-workers and people around him change in terms of how they deal with him now that he's a Christian?
信了主之后，他的信心 会不会被动摇动呢？
And as a young Christian, will his faith be able to grow?
当你挂住他的时候，你为他祷告了。 So
as you think about this and are concerned about these aspects in his life, that prompts you to pray for that individual.
或者说，明天我要打个电话给他，问下他情况怎么样，看下他心情好不好。
Or it might move you to pick up the phone and call that individual to see how he's doing, how he's feeling.
或者说，好不好，我来陪你读下圣经啊？
Or you might even offer to say, would it be alright with you if I come and we can meet up and read the Bible together?
总是想一些办法，看看能够帮助他。
That in some ways, by any measure, to see if you can be of help to that individual.
或者让他更加的了解，更加的明白神的话语。
To have that individual come to know the Lord more and come to understand more of the truth of God.
借些书啊，属灵的书籍俾佢睇。
You can lend a book to, or borrow a book for them to read from the library.
如果佢话好啊，你嚟同我一齐读圣经啦。
And if they accept your offer to read the Bible together with them,
咁你就要真系摆出时间，付上你嘅精神、气力，甚至乎金钱去帮助佢。That
means that you're accountable and you have to own up to it. So that means you have to give up something, whether it's your time, maybe your certainly an effort, and maybe even money to be able to be accountable for that.
所以咁样嘅有时都唔系话点样嘅劳心劳力，就系你要摆上一啲嘅你嘅时间精神。It
doesn't maybe it's not measured in a lot, but the fact is that you have to put forth an effort, put forth at least your time.
哥，接受罗尼加嘅教会，佢哋常常咁样做。But
we see that the church at Thessalonica constantly was about this.
所以保罗话，你哋好多你们嗰啲嘅劳苦，and
so that's
因为爱心而嚟嘅劳苦。And
so that's why Paul termed it the labor of love.
神系纪念嘅。And
that is remembered by God.
其实保罗佢自己喺嗰度活嘅时活出嚟嘅时候，就系有咁样嘅榜样俾帖撒罗尼加嘅教会嚟睇到。And
in actuality, Paul was the very example for them as he lived his life amongst them.
因为保罗当时离开帖撒罗尼加嘅时候，系逃命咁样出去嘅。
You remember that it was the fact that Paul left them. He left under circumstances where Paul was actually running for his life.
其实保罗佢自己都唔知几大嘅难处嘅当中。
Paul was under grave danger.
但系喺嗰个时候， 保罗嘅心里边仍然嘅记挂住佢哋。
But even amidst his own situation, a perilous situation, his heart was with the Thessalonians.
仲系唔知道佢哋啊呢啲日子点样过啦。
Oh, I don't know how they're doing.
唔知道佢嘅信心点样呢，会唔会呢遇上一再遇上一啲嘅唔纯正嘅道理将佢哋绊倒呢？
I wonder how their faith is. Are they still encountering heresies that might distract them from the truth?
喺佢哋当中嗰啲嘅逼迫会唔会继续嘅嚟呢？
Will the tribulations continue for them?
佢自己唔能够返去再见佢哋，於是佢就用尽嘅法子请同工一齐同工去探望佢哋。
But because he could not physically go back to be with them, he instead then sent forth Timothy, his co-worker in faith.
所以头先我哋读嘅第三章嗰度就话，我哋既不能忍，就打发我哋弟兄喺基督嘅福音上作神执事嘅提摩太去。去咩咧？去坚固你哋，并且喺你哋所信嘅道上劝慰你哋，免得有人被诸般嘅患难摇动。
That's why in the passage we read earlier, it says that we're sending Timothy, our brother and God's fellow worker in the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you as to your faith, so that no one would be disturbed by these afflictions.
我既不能再忍，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何。
For this reason I could endure it no longer, and so that's why I sent someone out to find out about your faith.
当保罗是这样做这些一切的时候，
and so as Paul continued this process,
因为成为了他的劳苦，
that became his burden.
但是接下来的教会其实都是一样。
But the situation was exactly the same for the church at Thessalonica.
因为呢保罗叫提摩太去探望他回来的时候呢，圣经里面就说是将你们的信心和爱心的好消息告诉我们。
When Timothy returned to Paul, the Bible tells us that Timothy brought with him good news about the Thessalonians' faith and their love.
因此呢保罗说，我们在一切的困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心就得到安慰。
And that's why Paul is able to conclude, for this reason, brethren, that in our distress and afflictions, we were able to be comforted about, we were able to be comforted through your faith.
Yeah, 帖撒罗尼迦的教会都很明白保罗的处境和保罗对他们的爱。
The church at Thessalonica was very clear about the type of peril that Paul was under and knew very well the concern and love that Paul had for them.
因为睇念嗰一份嘅情，佢哋都话觉得，哎呀，我哋要争气啊，我哋唔好呢咁样样后退，我哋要力争上游。
So in order to pay back what Paul has expended on their behalf, they dare not regress. They dare not fall away from keeping their testimony.
我哋要追求主，爱主，服侍主，唔好令保罗失望。
That we need to love the Lord more, to pursue after the Lord more. We don't want to disappoint Paul.
所以保罗听到呢啲消息，佢就话系提摩太将你哋啲爱心、信心嘅好消息话俾我哋听。
And so when Paul heard the reports from Timothy about the Thessalonians' faith and about their love,
在真理上面站得得稳，我就心里边受安慰，我哋就活了。
Well, to know whether they were standing firm in the truth or not, when he heard the good news, then Paul was comforted amidst his trials.
所以如果保罗在他们的当中，因着他们的长进、他们的追求、他们的努力而里边得到安慰的话，相信神在天上边看到更加受安慰。
So if Paul is able to be comforted by hearing about the news of their faithfulness, of their love, and of their testimony, then certainly God in heaven is comforted as well, seeing those very facets of the Thessalonians' lives.
因爱心所受的劳苦，它是有果效的。
Labor of love produces a fruit.
但是我要讲最后一点。
So lastly,
这一点非常的紧要。
Is a point that is very important for us to note.
并且我们弟兄姊妹一定要知道。
And it's something that is critical for us to understand.
这个劳苦的 目的係乜嘢咧？
And that is to know and understand the purpose of labor.
我哋可以將人帶到神嘅面前。
We can bring individuals before the Lord.
来到呢度听福音。
We can bring them here in our midst so that they can hear the gospel.
让耶稣介绍俾佢。
We can introduce Jesus Christ to them.
但系我哋作好多嘅喺呢个传福音之外嘅好多嘅劳苦嘅工作，为咗一个目的。
But aside from the good news about the gospel, all these other facets of our being concerned for them.They all serve one purpose.
就是呢我们要将他们带到主的面前去。
And that is to bring that individual or those individuals squarely before the presence of the Lord.
我们总是希望这个会堂呢满晒人。
We hope that our hall would be filled with people.
我们总是希望呢我们可以增加或者是擴充这个地方。
We want to go beyond the capacity of this building.
但是弟兄姊妹，那个是不是唯一的目的呢？
But is that the goal or the purpose of our labor?
如果我们这里满了是人，但个个呢，个心都不是向着主的。
Even if this whole hall was filled with people, yet none of the individuals had a heart for the Lord.
如果我们这里这么多一呢度百多加到200人，但系我哋嘅心都唔系为咗追求主嘅。
If we expand our capacity 200, 300, yet none of us have a yearning to pursue after the Lord，
都冇用嘅，弟兄姊妹。
Then all of it is for naught。
即系我哋嘅劳苦系要有一个目的。
All of our labor needs to be geared for one purpose.
就是要将人带到主的面前去。
And that is to bring each individual before the very presence of the Lord.
保罗在他们的身上只有一个要求。
Paul only had one requirement of them.
正如刚才我们读的三章第五节，保罗要人回去访问他们，去叫提摩太回去来到探访他们，是为着要晓得他们的信心是如何。
Paul, as is stated there in verse 5 that we read earlier, Paul sent someone to go find out about their faith. Paul sent someone to inquire to see how they were doing because Paul wanted to be sure that their labor was not in vain in regards to their faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，那些的所谓劳苦那些的付出，若果不是这个目的的话，我们所有所做的都成为了社工的工作。
If all of what we expend, all of what we put forth for them was not for that singular purpose, then all of it would be the same as social work.
哥罗西书第一章第二十四节，我哋头先读嘅。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 24, we read this passage as well.
现在我为你哋受苦，都够欢乐。
Says I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake.
我哋传扬他用诸般嘅智慧劝诫各人，教导各人要把各人在基督里完完全全嘅引到神嘅面前。
So we proclaim Christ.And admonishing every man, teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we might present every man complete in Christ.
要将他们引到神的面前，这个就是目的。
This is the purpose, to present each one of them squarely before Christ.
如果不是的话，我们这是社工的工作。
If that is not the goal, then we are only engaged in social work.
啲社區嘅工作唔需要，其實出邊大把人做。
Social work can be done by many of people that are in the secular world.
唔需要屬神嘅人嚟做。
It doesn't require for Christians to be engaged in that work.
幾時我哋存在呢一個咁樣嘅心態
？Whenever we have that heart, then
要将人带到主嘅面前，嗰啲嘅劳苦系神所纪念嘅。
Whenever we have that goal of being able to bring an individual and present him before the Lord, then whatever works that's required, whatever effort that's required, those are the labor that's remembered by God.
求主怜悯。
May the Lord have mercy upon us. May we be able to see.
让我们里面明白过来。
And that we have an understanding from within.
我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
主，我们再一次的感谢你。
Lord, once again, we just want to thank you.
主，你不单只是说话的神。
Not only are you the Lord of Word.
主啊，你就是那个的爱。
Not only are you the Word, but you are also love.
主啊，你要的不是我们单去享受你的爱。
You're not just wanting for us to enjoy the love that you give to us.
乃是愿意我们有所付出。
But that you desire for us to be able to put forth
因为当你付出代价、付出你的生命的时候，主啊，你要我们就从死亡的里面来得拯救过来。
For when you put forth yourself, when you gave up your life, you saved us from the depth of death.
俾过我哋嘅系满足嘅喜乐。
And you granted to us abundant joy.
你自己亦都得着享用。
And you enjoy the joy as well.
让我哋感谢你。
So we thank you.
但愿你真系将个赐人智慧同埋启示嘅灵赏赐俾我哋。
But may you grant to us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我哋真知道你。
So that we might come to know truly know you more.
以至到我哋唔系喺外边嚟到做一啲嘅工作。
So that we are not just engaged in some external work.
而在基督耶稣的里面体验你自己的心肠。
But that we see your heart desire.
活出主你要我们活出的样式。
And to be able to live out our lives in a manner that is consistent with what you desire.
求主继续的向我们说话。
May you continue to speak with us.
直到我们明白为止。
Until that day when we do have understanding.
多谢主给我们一个时间。
We thank you, Lord, for the time that you provided.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
In Jesus' name we pray.